Mesechtas Peyam, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yid Aleph. Hakaitzer Belaila, someone who is harvesting his field at night, Vama Amer, or if he's gathering the bundles at night, Vahasuma, or a blind person who can't see, and whether it's day or night, so these are three cases where the person can't see, and in all these cases, if they left behind parts of the field that they didn't harvest, or they left behind bundles, the blind person left behind, Yeshlam Shikha, in all these cases, there is the halachas of Shikha, even though it was the darkness or blindness that caused them to forget things, it was more difficult to make sure they got everything, they didn't leave anything behind, still it has, it's considered Shikha. Vimhayim Eskaven Litol Es Hagas, Hagas, if someone is harvesting his field and he's intending on leaving behind the he's intending on taking the thicker stalks. He's collecting his field in an irregular fashion. First the thicker stalks, leaving behind the thinner stalks. So in such a case, ein lo shikha, it doesn't have shikha. This is because there's a miyud in the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki sikser kitzircha basadcha. When you're doing your regular harvest, this person's not doing a regular harvest. He's being selective, first with the thick stalks and then the thin stalks. In such a thing, there's no shikha because it's not a regular harvest. The Mishnah continues, Im Amra Hareini Kaitzer Almanas Mashani Shechech Ani Etol. If somebody says that I'm going to harvest my field on condition that whatever I forget behind I'm going to be able to take and it's not going to be Shikha, the Lacha is Yesh Le Shikha, that does have, it still will have the Lacha of Shikha because he's Masna Al Masha Kasa B'Tayra, he's making a Tanai, a condition against the Halacha and the Tayra, and it's not binding at all, and there will be Shikha in such a case. Perek Zion Mishnah Aleph. Kol Zayas Sheyesh Leshem Basada. The Mishnah over here is discussing Shikha on harvesting trees. If someone forgets behind full trees that he didn't pick. The Mishnah says, Kol Zayas Sheyesh Leshem Basada. If anybody that has an olive tree that has a shame, has a reputation in his field. And the Mishnah gives an example. Afilu Kizayas Hanetufa B'Shaite. An olive tree that drips oil from the olives because they're so filled with olive oil, b'shaita, in its time when the fruit are ripe on the tree, and such a reputation is only at certain points of the year, b'shaita, in its time when it's the ripest. So such a reputation, even though it's temporary, only one time of the year, but such a tree that has the reputation, u'shachai, and he forgot to harvest that tree, ain shikha, that's not considered shikha, because such a tree, he's going to remember. It's very special, it has a reputation, and he's going to remember it after some time, and it's not considered shikha. This is learned from the pasuk. The pasuk said, the rabbi brings the pasuk, v'shechachta imer basada, and he forgets a bundle in the field. It has to be something that is going to be forgotten completely and out of his mind, but if it has a significant reputation, he's going to remember about it, and there's no halachas of shikha. B'medvar memurim. When is this halacha said? That's referring to a special reputation, b'shmai, it has a special name, b'maisav, and its action is referring to the ability of the tree to produce, u'b'mkaimai, and a reputation regarding the location of the tree. The Mishnah now explains these three different cases. B'shmai, a tree that has a unique name, shahaya shifchaini ay b'ishaini, that its name, it was called shifchaini, which means somebody that pours, that this tree is so much olive oil that it's just pouring from the tree, that's shifchaini, or it was nicknamed vaishaini, that it embarrasses, it puts all the surrounding trees to shame, because this tree produces so much more than them. So these names is one case of a reputation that will make this tree something that is not usually forgotten, and it won't have the lachas of shikha. The Rav says that if all of his trees are produced just as well as this tree, and they all have such a nickname because they're all high producing trees, then it wouldn't be special, and then there would apply shikha on them because there wouldn't be a special tree amongst the other ones. It's only because this was unique amongst the other trees in this field. The second case was b'maisav, that in its actions the tree produces a lot. The Mishnah explains shehu aisa harbe, that it produces much, much more than the trees around it. So that's another form of a distinguished tree. B'mkaimei, and its location, the Mishnah explains, shehu aimid b'tzad agas, if the tree is standing next to the wine press, ay b'tzad apirtza, or next to a hole in the fence, So these are places that are some sort of point of reference that he's going to remember, that special tree that's next to that spot. And so again, that's another type of tree that he won't forget. Ushar kol azesim, all other olive trees that are not special. So the halacha is a standard shikha. Halacha shnayim shikha, if he forgets to harvest two full trees, that is considered shikha. Ushleisha einan shikha. But if he forgets to harvest three trees, then like we've spoken about other cases, that three already is not shikha and he can go back and harvest them. Rabbi Yosi says, ein shikha azesim. There's no halachas of shikha by olive trees. Rabbi Yosi was saying that the olive trees are so important and rare that nobody would forget them for any long amount of time, and there's no shikha halachas regarding the olive trees. Rabbi Yosi was saying this regarding a specific time. The Rav explains it was the time that Andrinus Caesar, that was the Roman Emperor Hadrian, he destroyed much of Eretz Yisrael, and at that time the olive trees were very rare. And so he said that there would be no halachas of shikha regarding olive trees because they would never fully be out of a person's mind and completely forgotten. However, the Rav explains that at any other time when they would be common to have olive trees, then there would be the standard halachas of shikha. Rav Yosi would agree then.